Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Buchady with Jake Gutierrez on this Wednesday, October 28, 2020. All right, a lot of moving parts now on the show. Nate Buchady, guide us through this. What do we have? Who are we talking to? What is happening right now in the month of Socktober?
We have one of the most energetic human beings on planet Earth in the studio right now, and I'm not talking about Jake Pounders. I'm talking about Bill Brandmeier from Sharewaves.
Hey, guys.
And you got Bombas socks in here. You got stocking cap. What all you got here, man? Okay. You got a lot of stuff. What's going on?
Okay, so Charlie Hustle gave us two or three different packages to give away. We're going to start giving this stuff away in the next 3 days. But you have to be a part of Socktober to have a chance to get any of this stuff. We've got Soul Runner beanies. That Soul Runner is the brand of Tyreek Hill. So if you didn't know that Tyreek Hill had his own clothing line, now you do. Soul Runner is his clothing line. He loves it. He's got this incredible jean jacket. Check this out.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
This is what he wears pregame. He wears his Soul Runner jean jacket. We have one. We're gonna give that away. We're gonna give away a bunch of stuff. Legion of Zoom is the key grand prize. We have signed articles from Mecole Hardman, Sammy Watkins, and the one and only Cheetah, Tyreek Hill, fastest man in the NFL. Socktober is all about giving away 100,000 pairs of socks, over $1 million worth of socks. But what it's really about is us bringing attention to what's happening with kids out in our community that are suffering because they have been disconnected from the things that make them feel socially healthy. And in their development, in their process, social interaction is a key for kids. And sports is one of the main ways kids access social interaction. And there are kids out there right now that aren't only disconnected from sports, they're disconnected from life. And it's pretty serious. I've been on the streets, KCK, out in the community in Kansas City, Missouri. You go into Johnson County, you go into different parts of Grandview and Wyandotte, out in Lee Summit. All over the city, we have kids that are suffering because they are disconnected from the social things that make them healthy and help them grow into, you know, the kind of adults that we want to help, you know, for the future, make this world a better place. So Sharewaves has taken on this kind of mantle of bringing attention to what's happening out there, and we've got some help.
You've got someone on the phone line here. Who did you line up on the phones for us?
Well, one of my idols, one of the greatest men that I've ever known, one of the Hall of Fame people in our lives that pretty resonates with everyone, whether you're a Jayhawk or not. We have head coach Bill Self here to join us today. He's going to talk a little bit about the season, what's happening with his team, how he's been affected by the COVID and all the different. Good morning, Coach Self.
Good morning, guys. You do have energy, Bill.
You know, I used to be a yell leader. I was a JV yell leader for KU 1 year.
That's quite a surprise to hear.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's at the top of your resume. Uh-huh.
Coach, could you use Bill Brandmeier at one of your practices to get everyone fired up? I think maybe he could be an energy giver.
I think he would be an energy giver, not an energy sucker, which is always a positive thing. But I also think he could be a little bit of a nuisance too. So we'd have to weigh that out.
You should see me play defense. Holy cow! I could never shoot. I can't jump and I can't dribble. But defense is my deal.
Well. You'd be a good practice dummy, then.
Yeah, he'd be happy to take some charges.
All right. Yeah, well, how are you this morning, Coach?
I'm good. How you been doing?
We've been doing good, and we know that the schedule got released. I'm sure these guys have some questions for you about the team and what's happening, but I just wanted to thank you for coming on and being a part of what Sharewaves is trying to do. We are trying to advance opportunities for kids to play sports, and I know I've listened to you so many times talk about the impact sports has on a young person's life and how important it is that parents take the right approach and the right attitude with their kids. And give us your thoughts about what's happening with kids, youth sports, and COVID, and how things have progressed in our world since the last time we talked.
Well, you guys probably know far better than me and have your ear to the ground on different things better than I do. But I worry so much about inactivity. I worry so much about isolation. I worry, you know, that becoming in some forms creating depression, lack of confidence. There's a lot of things going on. At this level that we're at, we are forced to have those interactions, to have those things still occur, because there's guidelines that allow that to happen. When you're a sixth grader, an eighth grader, or a tenth grader, and you know the way that you do get your exercise or that part of your mental health is taken away from you, and then it relies on you to be self-motivated in order to do certain things that's good for you. You know, there's not a high percentage that are disciplined enough or care enough to actually want to do that. They need encouragement from others to do so, and when that doesn't exist, you look like me. I mean, to be real honest with you, it just kind of falls the back burner, and then you fall into a rut where you are not doing the things that you need to do to definitely maximize your own physical health and your mind and all these things. So it has been hard. I guess for the most part, I guess high school is back playing sports and things like this. But Bill, I know you're talking about not just from a competitive sports team. I know you're talking about from a youth, younger kids where it's not quite as competitive even, that just still get. Think it's very important.
We have Kansas head basketball coach Bill Self on the line. And, Coach, I wanted to ask you about the recent letter that was sent out by Jeff Long to season ticket holders that suggested that attendance would be capped at 1,500 fans at Allen Fieldhouse this season. And look, for any fan of any team that's ever gone in there to play, it feels like you're playing against the crowd sometimes as much as you're playing against your team. And that is going to be such a dramatic difference. I'd just like to get your reaction to the many changes you're facing, including the idea of playing in front of 1,500 fans at Allen Fieldhouse.
Well, 1,500 is better than zero. I guess you could look at it that way. Mm-hmm. I think different municipalities have different guidelines on things, where maybe some could be allowed to be more. You know, I watched the K-State football game this weekend, and it seems like to me, I called one of my guys. I said, God, they got more than 10% there. I mean, and all this stuff. He said, well, their guidelines are different than ours, even though they're just 90 miles from us. And so you know, we're not happy with 10%, but we know it could be worse. And I think you hit on a good point there, Stephen, with us. You know, regardless of what anybody says, the best home court advantages are the ones that have the best players playing on it. But there is something different about our place that when you're an opponent, you go there, your game plan isn't just to play against us. It's the game plan is to how do you keep the fans out of it? How do you keep the crowd out of it? How do you do this? How do you do that? And so there is an unbelievable advantage for us, I believe, and I think it bears out with kind of what our record is at home, that our fans have played a vital role so in our success. And so it will be different this year. And, you know, we got to somehow create the same energy and, you know, get confidence from just playing at home, and not just because our fans are so tremendous is why we have confidence. But it'll be okay. This is the one year, and I'm sure you probably talked about it with your respective families or colleagues or whatever. Hey, roll with it. Don't get up. Don't get down. Don't show frustration. Just roll with it. This is a different year, and we can always say, "Well, I wish." Well, that's a bad attitude, in my opinion. You don't wish for it. We're happy we got what we have. We're happy we're playing. There's a lot more important things going on in the world right there. Roll with it. And I think that's at least the approach that I'm taking, which I never have in my life. But I want to try to be different. So maybe I can be different moving forward, but also there's no reason to get hung up on stuff because stuff is going to happen.
Man, I tell you what, that's the truth. I I almost came to tears this week because my wife and I sat down. We always throw a huge Thanksgiving party with all our family, extended family, and everything at our house, and we decided this year we can't do it. And I was bummed. But it's like you give yourself a little bit of time to get bummed about it, and then, like you said, we got to come up with something else this year. You know, that just is what it is. I mean, you can curse the circumstances all you want, right, Coach? But that's maybe a chance for your kids to learn how to grow in life, too. Sometimes things happen that aren't fair, and the question is, what are you going to do about it, right?
But, well my players, and every coach's players, will become very frustrated with their head coach. But they're not going to become frustrated with me because I'm frustrated because of all the crap going on that we can't control. That's my goal. You know, they're going to get frustrated with me. I mean, God dang, Tyon, geez, you've been here for how long, and you hadn't got this right? Or Marcus, you're a fourth-year guy, and are you kidding me? I mean, they can be frustrated with me about that stuff, but they can't be frustrated with me because I'm frustrated. And there's so many times, I think, as coaches, we do a poor job of that, is bringing outside things to a practice or to a situation or to a locker room where you can become an energy sucker, as Steven pointed to, I think, earlier, instead of a giver, because of things that had nothing to do with your particular players. And that's what I want to do. I'm serious. That is my goal, that my players will not sense my frustration about anything going on concerning how weird this time is. Now, they'll get frustrated with me, but not because of that. I think if you're able to do that, we've decided that you're going to have a better chance to have success. I mean, can you imagine, I mean, how upset we would get if a flight was delayed or you missed your flight, if you were flying commercial to get to a team event, and so you land at 10 at night and miss a practice that afternoon because of flight delays. This happened a lot at Tulsa and Oral Roberts, okay? So can you imagine how upset you'd be, and then you would be frustrated? Or what about if you said, hey, guys, roll with it. Another great experience. What are we going to do in our time that we have, you know, here, as opposed to doing this? How are we going to be better tomorrow because our legs are fresher today, because we can study more today? You know, just try to use a different approach, and that's what I think will be good about this. And I need to learn to do it, and because I'm a creature of habit, but habit is not going to be the norm, I don't believe, this year.
Bill Self is our guest. Coach, another aspect that I'm sure has been very challenging is putting the schedule together. How difficult has that process been?
Well, it's been hard, but it's been hard for everybody. The NCAA has done, you know, I guess a good job. I don't want to say hasn't done a good job, but there hasn't been direct leadership to tell us, okay, these are your guidelines, this is what you have to stay in, so to speak. So, you know, with every rule you have an appeal to get out of the rule. And you know, like with exempt tournaments, well, yeah, you can't create your own exempt tournament if you're scheduled to be in one, unless something happens. Well, yeah, there's too many things happen, so let's let them do that. Let's let them create their own. Well, you have different testing protocols in each one of the tournaments, all this stuff, and you really find out after the schedule should have been done a month ago that this is a total cluster. Let's start from scratch. And so we are about to finish ours up. It's not done. I think some things have leaked out, but it's not done yet. Our conference schedule is done, and majority of our non-conference games are done. But I mean, as of 3 or 4 days ago, we didn't have any idea who we were going to play our first four games. And so now we've about got that cleared up. And so, and I think it's going to work out in a very positive way. But yeah, it's been a mess, but it's been a mess for everybody.
Hey, Coach, I this is Bill Brandmeier. I just love what you're saying. I love how you're reinforcing all the messages that we're trying to put out there. And you know, acknowledging that no matter what your age is, you have to learn to adapt and grow, and use this as a moment of you know, kind of stepping up and rolling with it. I love it. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of the Socktober campaign. working to help advance opportunities for kids to play sports. We are going to do some specific things with Coach Self. He's been a friend of ours, of our station, of my family. I just can't speak enough about this man and what he means to us and what you mean to our lives. And I just want you to know that we love you. We love you, Coach.
Well, that's I think instead of being a practice player or the JV yell leader, he should be, you know, be my PR guy.
Yeah.
My mother's never said anything that nice about me before.
Well.
But I will say this. You know, we had a foundation here for years called Assist, and we've actually closed it because there were some things that came up that was a conflict of interest that wasn't quite as wasn't quite as good for us to keep moving forward with that than maybe some other things we could do. So, but you know, my whole deal with that and Cindy's whole deal with it was, you know, creating youth opportunities, creating youth initiatives through activity and those sorts of things. And it is amazing when you really dive into it like you have, Bill, the things that are really lacking within our communities that we take for granted that automatically exist. And so I think what you're doing is good and tremendous, and certainly myself, if I can ever be of assistance, I'm.
I love it. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Have an awesome season.
Coach, before we let you go real quick, everyone's talking about the Raptors perhaps playing in Kansas City, and for all the huge basketball fans in this town, that would be awesome. What do you think? You think this could happen, and do you think that would be what do you think that would mean for the basketball community here in KC?
Now, hold on a second. You said the Raptors?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Raptors might and they're looking for a home in the United States because of the travel ban.
Oh,
in Kansas City is
just
one
for
of
a year.
The cities that's being just for a year that's being considered.
Okay, okay.
I think that would be awesome.
Okay, I thought you meant permanently. You know what? I think it would be tremendous. And I used to be kind of, you know, people that know me, I can be kind of selfish and stuff. I used to think, well, do we really want that? Because the dollar only stretched so far, and you got, you know, if you got a pro alliance here in Kansas City, you know, that may take away some interest from our base or Kansas State's base or whatever, and which I think could possibly happen or probably happen because we saw what's happened with the Thunder and how positive that's been for Oklahoma City, but it probably hadn't helped OU and OSU from an attendance standpoint, and you guys would probably agree with that. But what it's done, it does so much for the community. And so I would love the opportunity that if Kansas City could get this, but if they do get it, what Kansas City has to do is show the NBA how much they love that respective team during the time that they're here. The same thing that Oklahoma City did with the Pelicans or the New Orleans Hornets back there when they had to relocate from New Orleans to Oklahoma City because of, I believe it was Hurricane, was it Katrina?
Yep.
Back then, I think it was. And so it would be an unbelievable opportunity. And I certainly hope that Kansas City does everything they possibly can to bring it here. Anything to create more interest from a basketball standpoint, I think, would certainly be positive for all of us. So I hope that can be the case. And Kansas City deserves it. You know, obviously we have soccer and we have the Chiefs and the Royals and everything. But to have another major sports team here, I think that's something that we deserve.
I'm with you, Coach. I agree. Coach, we always appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to speaking with you again very soon.
All right, man. Have a great day, and don't let Grandma drink any more coffee.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, tell us what time you want him at practice. We'll have him there early, okay, Coach?
Yeah. Hey, practice. Due to COVID restrictions, practices are closed.
That's right. There we go.
Oh, all man.
Right. Thank you very much, Coach. That's a way to end the segment right
down
there.
Again.
Yeah, well, you know.
Hey, how?
He had a good reason.
How can people be a part of this October, get a chance to win all this awesome stuff from Tyreek Hill and Legion of Zoom and everything else?
Well, we've got a website set up. It's at the sharewastefoundation.org site. It's October. You'll see it there. They can log on. They can read all about the program. We're putting out 100,000 pairs of socks, just giving them to the community. We're finding places to put them. Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri, different nonprofits, different people that use sports to connect to kids. And we're also currently working with development leaders across the youth sports community to give kids greater access to sports. And it's really important, as you heard Coach Self say, it's the connective tissue that kids latch onto to keep them engaged with life. And there are kids in Kansas City, Kansas, that aren't playing sports. I mean, we've got sports all across the metro except in Kansas City, Kansas. And it's they're shut down, and it's not a good scene, and they need some help, and they need people to know that we're out here. We care about these kids. We care about what's happening to them, and we're trying to find ways to get them into the game and play. So it's Socktober. It's on the 810 website. You can go click on the link. It'll take you to the site. You can give. $8.10 gets you two chances to win the Legion of Zoom prize package, and that is the key. The Legion of Zoom prize package is chock full of collector's items, signed memorabilia from all three of the top wide receivers on the Chiefs team, Mecole Hardman, Sammy Watkins, and Tyreek Hill. We should have done Byron Pringle since he ran one back for a touchdown, but we didn't. We've got Soul Runner gear. This Soul Runner stuff is so cool. People are going to love it. We've got Charlie Hustle T-shirts to give away, and we're also really excited about helping the community. So, Shareways Foundation, advancing opportunities for all kids to experience the life-enriching power of sports. And I'll tell you what, I do have a lot of energy, but I also care.
Yeah, so. We appreciate that, man. You got a big heart. You got a big heart. We're going to make this thing happen, okay?
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Bill.
Later.
Thank you to Bill Brandmeier, but thank you to Bill Self, head coach of Kansas, for coming on the show and had some other interesting comments about scheduling and about playing in front of a projected 1,500 fans a game at Allen Fieldhouse, but also thought he had some interesting comments about the NBA possibly in Kansas City, where once he was against it maybe, now he'd be for it, and he gave us good examples of how Oklahoma City went about it. So I thought that was really good, those comments there from Bill Self, Navy Katie.
Yeah, great stuff. And I'm glad to hear that he's on board with us getting the Raptors here for a year. That would be great. And I'm actually going to take that advice he said to parenting a little bit.
Roll
and try not
it.
To let my frustrations translate over to my kids, because I've been getting dad mad a little bit too much lately. It's
Roll
probably not
it,
my
Nate.
Kids' fault.
Roll with it.
Roll with it. Yeah. Thank you, Bill
I'm gonna,
Self.
I'm going to take that advice when dealing with this show in commercial breaks. Jake.
Roll with it, Steven.
Just roll
Come
with
on.
It, Steven. It's 2020.
Just roll with it, man. Yeah. Please.
Well, I'm going to go roll something right now.
Whoa,
have
hello.
A great day
hey.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.